It was hard, but worth it. Mona was at her grandma's, helping her to get her garden ready for planting. As Grandma and Mona talked, Mona told her about the big sale their church was having to raise money to build a training center for teens. She wanted to help too, but she wanted to do more than just sell some of her old toys. As Mona raked out the dirt, she asked Grandma why she planted such a big garden every year. "I could never eat everything," Grandma said. "I only keep what I need for now, and enough to get me through the winter. Then once a week, I deliver boxes of food to the homeless shelter in the city until fall when all the vegetables are gone." She thought that was the best way she could care for the poor. While Mona raked, she started thinking about what Grandma said. She suddenly stopped and looked up. "Grandma, I have an idea. Do you think I could grow things and sell them at the church sale?" "That's a wonderful idea," smiled Grandma. "But gardening is hard work. It gets hot and humid. There's bugs to deal with. You get sweaty and dirty. Are you sure you want to do this?" "Yes," Mona declared. Mona quickly learned that Grandma wasn't kidding. It turned out to be a lot of hard work, but Mona kept thinking ahead about the big sale and knew she didn't want to show up with just toys. So she weeded, picked bugs off, watered, and prayed every day that God would give her a lot of produce to sell. The day of the big sale finally came. Mona brought several baskets packed with vegetables. "Wow, did you grow these yourself?" asked the buyers. "Amazing." Mona was bursting with joy. She sold everything, but there were still a lot of vegetables coming. What would she do with the rest? Mona had another idea. If she could keep selling her vegetables, she could make even more money. So Mona and her mom set up a garden table every Saturday morning in the church parking lot. Then other church members did the same. By the end of the summer, over $3,000 was raised for the center. "You made some very wise choices this summer, Mona," smiled her pastor. "Thank you for your caring heart and for leading the way to make the dream of the training center come true."